And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is still continuing the Alaska adventure up at the beautiful Katmai Lodge. It's going to be a great time. Hopefully we'll hear from him today, but I got a weird feeling he's going to be too busy with that river out fishing. But Corey Sandin from MC Swimbaits and myself, we're going to be hanging out in the studio today, and man, do we have a great show. Sean and Christian Sebring from Fisherman's Processing are here, and Fish Pros the Market. We have so much cool stuff to cover between fish processing, fish handling, and all the crazy stuff going on at Fish Pros the Market. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now, with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Corey, what a cool day today is going to be, talking something that I know near and dear to both us, and that's Fisherman's Processing between the handling and all the good stuff going on. It's going to be a fun one today.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on before the show, talking about everything here.
Yeah, we've been BSing and Ben and Sean and Kristen's ear all morning because there's so much cool stuff that happens at Fisherman's Processing these days, and it's not just cutting bluefin into one-pound packs anymore. Good morning, Sean and Kristen.
Good morning. No, it's not good just morning, processing anymore. With the help of my wife, Kristen, we have opened up a Fish Pros the Market. It's doing very well. We've got a lot of fun products we're going to talk about today, and on top of all the hard processing work that we've been doing, we threw this in there too.
See, I get to see Sean at the tackle store, you know, at least once a week or so. I mean, we're both very busy. Obviously, he's super busy with all the great fishing that's going on, but I'll always, you know, always get to catch up and, you know, always tell us about something new. Oh, we added this, or we're doing this now. When Sean and Kristen came in, they handed Corey and I each a sheet, like, well, we're doing so much more at Fish Pros now that, you know, this is all, and like, you guys are not messing around. Fish Pros the Market is a very real deal venture, and you guys are just killing it. It looks great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're trying to select products that are specific for the needs of the sport fishermen, and we've got a lot of them now, and we got rubs, we've got some pokey mix, we've got brines, we do a little bit of everything, even cheese. And
what I dig so much is, I've admitted on the show a whole bunch of times, I can be a little bit lame when it comes to cooking things. In the like, I love cooking my fish, but I'm so creature of habit. Brush a little bit of olive oil and throw it on the grill or throw it on the Traeger. But you guys are like the heroes for people like me, because you can roll through Fisherman's Fish Pros the Market and very quickly buy a couple things, you know, this killer rub or this spice or and like, you can turn yourself into making rad stuff that is no more than just that, you know, fire off the Traeger and throw it on, but, you know, you're helping elevate people to the next level super easy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, give all the credit to Kristen. She came up with these rubs, and literally it makes you a rock star in
yeah.
the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
and not to mention while you're serving the smoked Gouda while you're, you got the...
Exactly. Yep.
Grill all fired up, you know? Come on now.
I know the last time you were in, and Corey and I have both mentioned it many times, like that was when you guys had first started doing the rubs, and it was like your very first general purpose rub. I use it all the time. I mean, literally all the time, tri-tips and things like that. It's our favorite. I know Corey's mentioned it a bunch of times on here, too.
I've used it on everything from fish to chicken to you know, meats and everything. I mean, it works on everything, and it's delicious.
Fried on corn on the cob, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Well, we have the popcorn machine in our lobby that we've always fired up for our customers waiting for same-day processing. We started sprinkling it on the popcorn in the lobby, and it's just taking the popcorn to a new level.
This is cool. You were telling us a story, you know, before we jump on the air here, that because you are in such, you know, Fisherman's Processing is in such a perfect location. Obviously, you chose it for fish processing. Same day, you're the closest processor to the landings. You're, you know, I don't know what it is, a mile away maybe. I mean, you're
1.2 officially.
Yeah, you're in like the single most ideal spot for fish processing. The weird added bonus that happened is that Liberty Station Market is your next door neighbor, and it's just taken off. And you were telling us that, you know, when Kristen's got her, you know, mad scientist concoctions going on of all these killer rubs, you everything is done in Fish Pro style. You know, you don't just put whatever herbs in there. You smoke all these things, and you do all these things, and next thing you know, like, the smell billowing out of Fisherman's Processing is like the ultimate draw into right into the spot.
It's a lot of fun. We've been really creating things that we think everybody can use, like we said. And the crew goes wild. You know, we were just making up the sweet Cajun, which we just rolled out yesterday. And the crew was out there cutting their fish, and all of a sudden they start coming over. It's like, what are you guys doing over here? It smells really good. And
that's awesome. The new one that I just saw, too, that I'm really stoked on is a pokey mix, which I thought was such a good idea, too, because something that all of us like but, you know, can be a little bit...
A little intimidating.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's not a traditional pokey. There's no seaweed in it because we want it to be really simple to put together. So you just cut up your cubed ahi, you know, make it all simple as much as you want. Add about a tablespoon of the pokey mix, some sesame oil, some soy sauce, a little bit of rice wine vinegar. Stir it up and you're good.
So if you're on Royal Star, which I believe comes in today, you've got a nice little yellowfin tuna that you want from Guadalupe, have fishermen's processing, process it up and pick some kind of prime sushi cut, mm-hmm. pull the bag out, which, as you've always, you know, you coined the term table ready, grill ready. You open that bag, cut it, cube it, dump the poke mix into it, dump your wet ingredients in it, stir it up, done deal.
Grab a spoon and eat it.
Restaurant
quality.
How
much easier does that get?
I know, I love it.
Like, you kidding me?
I think it's such a cool deal.
It's super easy, and I love poke, and it is intimidating to approach it, but this is, even I can do this.
Yeah.
It's their smokehouse take on it.
I love it. Well, and if you weren't lucky enough to be on one of the great boats out of the landings and catch the yellowfin tuna, You can go down to Fish Pros, the market, and buy fish, too. And that's kind of one of the new segments that you, when we had Captain Tim Ekstrom on last week, he was kind of really filling us in about it. But you know, tell us about the fish purchasing option that you guys have also at Fish Pros.
Yeah, we went through and we got all of our commercial license, our receiver's license, a commercial fish handling license. And so now we can work with our local, and we do work with our local fishermen. We go out and catch our local fish. Right now we're getting bluefin, yellowtail, and Dorado. We purchase the fish. We fillet it up table ready our way. You know, you go to most fish markets and you're going to see bloodline in, skin on it still, and you're paying for that, and you're
exactly.
going to trim it off. At my shop, you're going to have table ready. You're going to open the bag, pat it off with a towel, and put it on the pan.
But Sean, this isn't coming from wherever another fish market might buy it, from across overseas.
Line,
or
this is coming from local
our backyard.
Guys. Mm-hmm. People you might know.
Yeah.
Or that's who I'm buying it from. I know.
I think that's so cool. And Tim was talking about the same thing, that, like, you pick what's right. Like, you don't, you know, if whoever, you know, you've got your group of commercial fishermen and this guy got a prime halibut. Okay, yeah, you know, we'll take that. Okay, mm-hmm. this one doesn't look right for us. Okay, here's a yellowtail we want. Like, you're like hand-picking fish. Giving it the fisherman's processing treatment, perfect, vac-packed, in a bag, in a display, here you go, buy
then,
this.
Yeah, and then the end result is, if I don't sell all that I purchased fresh, I freeze it up. It's all vacuum sealed in 5-mil bags, so I freeze it up, and so it's a once-frozen, really good product.
Oh, there you go, too. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so if we don't have it in fresh, we might have it in our frozen, like halibut and white sea bass. They freeze up so good.
Same way you would do it with your own fish.
Yeah, same thing, and I mark 10% off of anything that's frozen.
And I'm guessing, Sean, all that fish, I mean, it's locally harvested and sustainable fisheries and hook and line. And
it's all hook and line. It's all local.
It's not a gill netted.
It's my buddies that have commercial licenses. Yeah. That's who I'm buying fish from.
Yeah, right.
I just think it's such a good call, man. I think it's such great. And that's in addition to the craziness that goes on this time of year at Fisherman's Processing. So give us the rundown of what things have been like. And, you know, and I mean, there's nobody that doesn't know about Fisherman's Processing at this point, but kind of give us the rundown of the things you do, the services that you offer, and honestly just how it works, you know?
Yeah, well, with Fisherman's Processing, obviously we're full service processor. We do smoke, jerky, simple filleting. What else do we do? We canning.
Tuna burgers.
Tuna burgers.
That's one of my favorites, Sean. Yeah. Tuna burgers.
We sell those in the market, too. We bought commercial fish. We made the burgers. They're available in the market also in a two-pack. So we have all that normal processing going on, and then we've added this market, so that's a whole other element. My office staff is looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, we didn't have time to handle
time
the
to
processing.
The
now I've got to handle all these customers coming through the door, too. But it's a good problem to have. And we still, offer that table-ready service. Perfect. And we always ice up our bins. I know a lot of processors are paying. You're having to pay for ice these days, and I'm hearing, I don't want to pay for the ice. You don't pay for the ice in my shop.
Yeah.
We ice you down real good, depending on how far are you going. You going to Arizona, we're going to load you up.
And you guys just make it so easy. I can say from experience, you know, our Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star is coming up here fairly soon, and the process, you just make it. You make it so easy. The fish is tagged for Fisherman's Processing on the boat, and that's it. That's the last time I'm going to see that tuna or wahoo or whatever it may be until it's in a one-pound pack or it's in a piece of jerky. The last time I'm going to see it when it slides into that hole, because you guys take care of everything else.
That's the way it should be. Yeah. That's what you're hiring us to do, and that's what we do.
Boat comes in. All the fish go directly from the hole. They get weighed by you or one of your staff. Mm-hmm. Every single fish is recorded twice, mm-hmm. double-checked, goes right into a slush bin, right onto the table, cut, filleted to your specs.
And the key to a lot of the processing is getting from off the bone to in the bag in the shortest amount of time. That's
okay.
One of the major factors of quality. And I think we're very efficient at getting that done quick.
Yeah. And you built the shop around that. One of the things that the stories that I always like hearing at Fisherman's Processing was you have got to see your pedigree around fish and fish handling has been longer than anybody, you know, watching how that fish is handled, and you got to build Fisherman's Processing around that theory.
Oh, yeah. 35 years ago, we were wrapping it in butcher paper and handing it back. That was when Fisherman's Canning was doing the processing, and we've come a long ways from that. I mean,
a long ways,
oh,
right?
Oh, it was bloodline in, skin on, wrap it in butcher paper, and...
But that's the way it was.
And you didn't get a choice of what size either. You just got these roasts, you know, they're like 4-pound chunks.
It's everything was built with efficiency in mind, you know, the way you designed the table and the way that it flows. And if you haven't been to Fisherman's Processing on a big day when a lot of boats come in, it's a sight to see. Just go and check out the lobby, snacks and popcorn, and then look through that killer window and just watching the assembly line of knives flying around and how fast your team breaks down a big one. It's just, it is mind-boggling.
It's the best show in town, man.
Totally is.
It's just, people that don't even fish just come there and just, like, watch. They just can't believe it. It looks like chaos, I'm sure, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's very much controlled chaos. Everybody, my crew, just everybody knows what they're doing. They do such a good job. All the way from, you know, Melanie and Erica in the front to Raymond on the table to my guy David that gets you out the door. And everybody in between, they're very good at what they do.
And they do it to your specs. You like, you know, if you like doing big roasts and cut them off yourself, they'll do that. If you're a 1-pound pack guy like I am, they'll do that. If you want to do half smoked and this jerky and this, whatever, you know, you guys are just, to a fault, I watch it, to a fault, you're over-accommodating.
And if you're kind of new to the whole processing thing and you want suggestions, I'll be happy to tell you how I would have handled your fish and give you suggestions on what's the best way, depending on what you're going to do with it. If you're going to can it, maybe you can do bigger bags. You know, if you want more, like if you're going to do sushi, maybe some of these smaller yellowfin, maybe it's better to keep them full loins instead of cutting those in half.
Interesting.
If you think about the full loin on a small fish, you're cutting it right through the prime meat.
Yeah,
if you cut it in half. Leave it whole.
Sure. That's a great call.
Yeah. That is a great call. And there's a lot of people that probably want to do it on their own. But honestly, I mean, I've done it. And honestly, by the time you get home and cut the fish and, my God, what am I going to do with the carcass now? And now
your wife is mad because your kitchen's a mess.
And to get my little, you know, home vacuum sealer out and go through the whole process, it's a mess. I mean, it is just flat out.
And again, I talk about that time from off the bone to in the bag sealed. If you do it at home by yourself,
how many hours?
It could be a while before you actually get it in the bag.
I've done it. Yeah.
In quality of bag, and more importantly, quality of seal that you guys have. I mean, you're not busting this out on a food saver.
No. These are industrial vacuum sealing machines. They do a good job. You pump out about 12 pounds a minute.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, over the years, the level of quality that has been put into fish has just grown so much. You know, Corey, you were talking about last week with RSW, and the spiking and bleeding and gilling and gutting and all the things that goes into it. This is that step extended again.
In Sean's business, Fisherman's Processing is really built around that standard. And what started with the pioneering of the Royal Star and now is, you look at our fleet all the way down to a 3/4-day boat, and it's RSW is a standard. And
how fitting is it that my partners Randy and Tim started the RSW on the Royal
Star? Follow what I'm saying? Yeah. So this whole thing is really a result of what's going on in the industry. It's awesome to see.
Yeah. And now Kristen's got the very last step. So
don't call it the last step. Yeah. We got lots of tricks up our sleeve.
you just got every little bit of it done down to the, you know, the pack is sealed and picked up. And by the way, this is what you put on it when you add heat to it.
Yeah, so. I guess the next step is Sean's coming to your house and cook it for you, too.
I don't know what's left, but I wouldn't be surprised when you guys roll it out. Well, Corey, as you can hear, we've got just such a great show going for us today.
It's so packed today, Rick, and we've got a couple open lines. If you want to give us a call, 877-792-1090 and 858-457-1090. And Sean and Kristen have been so gracious to give us two gift cards, Rick.
That's really cool. So end of the show today. Two lucky callers, each going to win a $25 gift certificate, gift card to Fisherman's Processing or Fish Pros The Market, which is really cool. So whatever is coming your way, you got a trip coming up on the Angler and you want to get your fish cut, boom, you got $25 off. You want to come in and get one of Kristen's amazing rubs that she puts together, all kinds of different stuff, and we'll go over the whole list as the show rolls on. Anything you want, Fish Pros The Market, Fisherman's Processing related, you got a $25 gift card coming your way. How cool is that?
How does it get any better, Rick?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's do it. And so when we come back, we're going to take your calls, 877-792-1090. 858-457-1090. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, and what a fun show with Sean and Kristen from Fisherman's Processing, and a lot of fun.
No doubt. This is always one of my favorite shows, just because there's so much good stuff, info that always comes out. I mean, you guys are so knowledgeable on the fish handling and the fish processing and how to deal with it on the, Sean has seen all kinds, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly, you know, how to keep the fish right and, you know, what you do to, you know, what do we do on our boat to maximize getting it to you in the best quality. And I love this show. So much good info comes out.
It is, Rick, and I love learning, you know, so it's,
yeah, and,
it's a good one.
And, you know, you said it best, Corey, like we do this, you know, we do this for the fun, we do this for the thrill and the sport and the hobby and everything else, but we certainly do it to harvest a rad, you know, meal, and it's a, you know, this is the best way to dial it all in. And it's just going to be a great one. Again, if you want to get through very, very busy phones, 858-457-1090, that's the local question, or that's the local line, 877-792-1090, that's the toll-free number. Corey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
They are, and just as you said that, they all filled up, Rick, and we're going to loosen up one of the 858 numbers. We're going to talk to Cher. Cher's calling from Cardiff. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with Sean. Hey, Sean, the problem with Fisherman's Processing is you guys do such a phenomenal job, and I've experienced it, that once you experience it, you don't want to go anywhere else.
That's exactly the way I want it.
It's our goal to
spoil it. It is exactly the way it is. It's just such a great product. The problem is I've run a couple times on the Liberty, and when I came in with, say, five yellows, I really wanted you guys to process the fish, but I couldn't get it to you till the next day. Is there any way that can be handled? Because I really don't want to go anywhere else because you guys do such a killer job.
We tried to do a night drop ban, and without like a chute that puts the fish into our cooler, it's really on an honor system that you're going to put the fish in there and nobody's going to go in there and take it. And that didn't work out so well. The honor system didn't work out, and I don't know if people didn't put fish in there and they said they were, or people were going in there stealing them, but we were having some issues with people's fish that should be in there that weren't. And we didn't know, there was no control over it, so we had to stop doing that. So right now, the best solution that we have right now is just keep them on ice and bring them to us the next morning, and we'd be happy to take care of them at 8. You know, you sound like you're local, so you might have the opportunity to do that. I know a lot of guys are in L.A., and they can't do that very easily.
But Sean, honestly, if you're local and you're keeping five yellows in a cooler slushed with ice, I mean, there's really no better case scenario, really.
That's exactly what you do, and it's fine. A lot of times it's good to let your fish sit for like a 24-hour period before you process them.
One more question. So you're talking about keeping it in a cooler. Is that like with water and ice, or just try to keep it just ice, or what do you recommend?
Probably just ice. If there's some water in there, that's fine. I know, you know, one of the best things that people are doing is they're buying those kill bags, the soft kill bags. Those things are incredible. They insulate really well. The ice and water completely gets around the fish. A lot of times on a cooler, the tail's sticking out and it's not completely submerged. Those kill bags are great. If you fish on the Liberty or any overnight and you're going to be bringing those fish on a regular basis, invest in one of those soft kill bags. They're worth their weight in gold.
And I think one of the things too, Rick, I'm sorry, but I've learned from personal experience is when you buy the round chunks of ice or the it can do a little bit of damage to the meat because they're like rocks basically, and you're laying the fish over boulders. So if you're able to put a little bit of water in with the, you know, bigger chunks of ice, you can soften the ice to the fish that way too.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, laying a 20-pound bag of ice on your 8-pound yellowtail is probably not a good idea.
No. Right.
But
right.
Yeah, so a little water in that case would be great.
And just keep that thing 24 hours, let the rigor set in real good. Mm-hmm. You were talking about, you know, how important it is to get the, you know, fish off the bone. I'm assuming that means when it's not being chilled, you know. Obviously, that time is fine as long as it's being cold. It's when that fish is out of cold, that's when that clock is ticking.
The clock ticks as soon as you take it out of the RSW, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's when you want to get on it and get it in a bag as soon as possible and back into the refrigeration.
Right on. Okay. Cheers, did that answer your questions for you, buddy?
It really did, and I really appreciate what you do, Sean. Your operation is second to none. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
I got a second. You know, cheer me the same problem that I have with you guys. There's no going back. You know? I mean, like, no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to turn out, you know, what Fisherman's Processing does with that product afterwards. And whether that's because you want the premium product that's going into the freezer or you're wanting to share with friends or whatever, like the days of the bloody Ziploc, you know, that's over.
Yeah. No, that's what we set out to do. We want to do it, you know, we want to do it right. We want your fishing experience to be very positive. I want you to go fishing again. So if the end result is a beautiful fillet, and when you run out of those beautiful fillets, you're going to be going fishing again.
No doubt. That's
our end goal, really.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, hey, with that, we're going to talk about some good fishing going on. We're going live to the Tribute right now. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Mike, we heard from you yesterday morning that there was a little bit of fish around. I'm guessing if we're talking today, they must have bit for you.
You know, they did, and they're biting today. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Sean. Very, very good fishing yesterday. We had a pretty novice group, and we still knocked out 51 yellows in limits of skipjack for them. Off to a great start here this morning. Our first stop, we have 18 yellows in on board. We got a couple fish hanging, a couple of handfuls of skipjack, very, very nice weather. And it looks like just about everybody around us here has stopped catching yellows in this morning.
God, this is such great news that there's such cooperating and good fun fishing. And, you know, we enjoyed having Greg in here yesterday. He was telling Corey and I that, you know, that this fish not only is biting well, but it's readily biting artificials and poppers. Is you guys seeing that same trend continuing?
Yes, we are. You know, open party trip here today. We have some very good anglers on board. Guys, fishing the cold sniper, the popper. I mean, really, this popper fishing has become a blast. Guys coming out with their, you know, straight braid, either fishing Komodos or something like that. And so we had a guy yesterday who never put a piece of bait on his rod, caught a limit of yellowfin, our charter master. And he just sat there and fished the popper throughout the day. And just watching the fish blow up on the popper is almost worth it. Getting bit, obviously, is a lot better, but the overall just activity involved with it is fun. I mean, even if you're not the one doing it.
The only problem with fishing the popper for yellowfin tuna on the Tribute is you're going to go home with no voice left over, because, you know, it's impossible to not be screaming when you see that, you know, some cartwheeling over the top of itself trying to eat your popper out there. Mike, it sounds like very, very fun fishing. Already off to a great start this morning, and so good to hear that you and all your colleagues are stopped and sideways and drifting and fish are biting. If somebody wants to get in on this great fishing, Mike, how do we do it?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383, or seaforthlanding.com. Tonight's trip sold out. The next few days have a few spots on them, and then we're sold out Thursday throughout the weekend. So if you want to jump on and get in on some of this yellowfin action, make sure you get the landing a call. These trips have been selling out, and like I said, the Friday, Saturday, Sundays are definitely gone.
Popular for a reason, Mike. It's a great time on a great boat. Things are going well. Appreciate the check. Glad to hear there's great fishing going on in the Tribute, and wish good luck to all the guys that make it out to come fishing with you.
All right, man. You guys have a good Sunday. We'll check back with you next weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Now, from down south, we're going to go way up north. Pete Gray is on the line live from Katmai right now. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Sean. How's the show going?
We're having a great time. I hate to say it, man. You missed a tough one. Sean and Kristen are in here. We've been talking all kinds of fisherman's processing, but more importantly, Kristen brought us a whole bunch of goodies from Fish Pros the Market.
Sweet! That sounds so good. You guys are eating well once again without me there in the studio. But I'll tell you what, we're here with Trapper and Bob. We're at Katmai Lodge. We arrived a little late yesterday. We had some weather issues. They've had some kind of total contrast to what I was telling you about yesterday down in southeast Alaska, where we had 80 degrees and flat, calm, and sunny. They've had a couple of weeks of just straight rain up here, which made the runway here at Katmai, for the first time all year, they couldn't get the planes in. So we had to go to King Salmon and then be shuttled by Captain Bob on the otter plane up to the lodge here. So that took a little while, but we still got 3 hours of fishing in yesterday afternoon and caught a bunch of silvers, a bunch of chums on the fly. Today we're going to go upriver, and the weather is looking actually fantastic here for the next 3 days for us here. So we've got a nice weather window. We're probably going to get a fly out in either probably tomorrow or the next day. We're going to give the rivers a little time to recede and get into these rivers and go catch some giant trout. But today we're going to go upriver with the guys here. We have our group here along with Pete from Kustler Yachts, Mike from Kustler Yachts and a bunch of great people here. So looking forward to a great day here, but I'm going to turn it over to Trapper and Bob here to give you a report here from Katmai Lodge. You know, as you know, Ricky, from being here, Trapper has quite the history on the Alagnac River here, and I know you know he's been here, done that, right?
That's an amazing spot, and well, we're very much looking forward to hearing from Trapper and Bob. I know that the fishing's going great, and man, just I'm so pumped. That place is so amazing, and just hearing you being up there is bringing back all the great memories from our trip, Pete.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing like it. You know, I was telling people at the airport while we were waiting for the flight that. They say, you go all over the world, you travel all over the world, where's your favorite place to go? I said, we're in the airport headed there right now, and that is Katmai Lodge. It is a place for sure. So, and now you know what I mean.
I do.
Morning, Rick.
So, hey, Bob, good morning, and Trapper, good morning to you as well. It's such a unique opportunity up there, and it is difficult to do justice by description because you are – You are absolutely in the middle of nowhere, yet you have every creature comfort that you could ever want. I mean, it is amazing. Obviously, the fishing speaks for itself. It's the best fishing in Alaska I've ever seen. But in addition to that, the comfort that you guys are able to provide so far off the grid, it's unmatched, no doubt.
No doubt. Well, Trapper, go ahead.
Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Trapper.
Getting lots of hookups here. Final, we set a record for Bristol Bay, 62.8 million sockeye. Now, that's just sockeye. We got the other four kinds of salmon also. So we're having great runs this year. Everyone is leaving with sore arms, wrists, and full boxes of fish and smiling faces. King and Chum and Pink hunting upriver. So the rainbow, dolly, and grayling are gorging themselves on eggs. So the boys ought to do really well today. I guided two men last Thursday. We got six different kinds of fish while we were up there and over 60 trout. We're doing flyouts to the small streams, which are just full of the sockeyes that are spawning. And all the big rainbows are just gorging themselves on eggs. And also, big fat bears eating those salmon. We're seeing lots of fat bears here on the river also. And there's lots of eagles, sometimes three or four to one gravel bar, all waiting for the fish to roll over so they can eat good. I also saw two wolves thirsty when I was upriver. They're out there eating the fish too. Many folks are booking trips right now for next year. This is the place to be. We do have the fish. So book now for next year. You'll be really glad you did. And I hope to meet you next year also.
Yeah, Rick, and I'll tell you what, we're working on some dates for next July with Bob here, and I'll have some dates when I get back. I can't believe how long I've been gone, but I will be back in the studio next Saturday. Of course, no, not in the studio. Of course, we're going to be live
right at
North County
El Cajon Ford
for our live remote at El Cajon Ford next Saturday with Jeff Mariani from Sejos Kayak Fishing. Sejos, a great subject there. And that's going to be a great show. I hope everybody comes out. That's our last chance to qualify for those great grand prizes that we're giving away. I know you've been talking it up. So I'll see you guys next Saturday at El Cajon Ford back. I get back on Thursday and back to work. Here we go.
Well, I can't wait to hear about it. I know what a great experience you guys are in for. Bob and Trapper, keep up the great work. Glad to hear that the fishing has continued. I don't know how it's possible that you could have kept up the pace that Dallas and I had when we were up there on our trip, but it sounds like it's every bit as good, if not better, which means, Pete, you're in for a good one with some sore arms. Boys, have a great time. Can't wait to hear the updates. I know we can follow along with all the great photos from Katmai's Facebook page, and I know, Pete, you'll do the same. Keep us updated when you get back into town and all the Let's Talk Hookup social media accounts, which are real easy to find if you just go to the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, right in the top right-hand corner. You'll be able to see some of the different social media outlets and keep up with the goings-on. Boys, have a great trip. Thanks for keeping us up to date. And if somebody wants to jump on one of those Katmai trips for next year, because I know things are filling up fast, how do we do that?
Yeah, Rick, you just go ahead and get a hold of Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or just go on to katmai.com. And all the information's right there.
Bob,
have a good day, Rick.
Great to hear from you, boys. Have a great trip. We'll talk to you real soon. With that, we got all bases covered from local all the way up to Alaska. We got one more to find, and that's going down south to Rancho Lanero. John Ireland's on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Hi. Good morning, Rick, Corey.
How you doing, John?
And Christine.
Good. Good, good, good. We, you know, real good fishing down here this week. I just saw Bart Hall off, but Bart Hall's group's been down. The Fred Hall group's been down. And the fishing, you know, it's a lot like last week. We got good yellowfin, 40, 50 pounders are common. Bites kind of move south. It's south of Fraley's off the White Cliffs. Water's still holding 84 to 87 degrees, depending on where you are. Good, clear, clean, flat water. And the big news really this week is the Wahoo. The Van Wormers had the Wahoo shootout yesterday, and I'm not sure what the big fish was. But gosh, there are a lot of Wahoo around. For a perfect example is Bart. Bart was out and right off the White Cliffs, about a mile and a half off the beach on the first drop off, running Rapalas, picked up six. They actually boated three, and they're in the 20 to 30 pound class, and that's pretty common. We had a couple of bigger ones this week that were in the 60 to 70 pound class, some nice wahoo. But that's been the new actor on the scene. Otherwise, the fishing's real good. A lot of billfish, lots of Dorado around, inshore, big amberjack, pompano. Very, very good fishing down here, you guys. I know the fishing's great up there, but it's very, very good. It's kind of ironic that the fishing is probably our best year we've had in 15 or 20 years, and the fishing's so darn good up there. You know, it's good everywhere.
It's a good place to be.
Again,
I love it when that group is down there. You've always said it, you know, that Fred Hall group could literally fish anywhere in the world at any point in time and with one phone call. And there's a reason that they choose to go to the ranch, John. And I'm glad to hear you guys are putting them on such good fishing.
Yes, I think it's their 23rd straight year coming down. It's interesting, Bart 23, yeah. Bart is likes to fish inshore, you know. He's big on the Fargo and the Amberjack. And a lot of big pompano down here this year, too, as well, you know. 10 to 15 pounders are common on the pompano, real good eating. And like I say, big tuna, nice tuna, and now the wahoo are showing up as well. Billfish aren't getting much pressure at all, you know. They're out there. They're out there in numbers, but everybody's going after the game fish and staying inside. But Bart's interesting because he likes to fish inshore and most of the group. So he'll keep track of how many different species he catches, and I think this time it's 25 different species.
That's awesome. That's crazy. Awesome.
And John, you think about Bart Hall, and you think about the lineup of destinational resorts. And where do they choose to go? 23 years in a row, they're going to Rancho Leonero, Baja's Mexican Paradise.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, John, if somebody wants...
Yeah, quite a referral. Quite a referral for sure, yeah. They could go anywhere and they continue to come to the ranch. So
well, if somebody else wants...
a lot. Thanks, Corey, for bringing that up.
Somebody else wants to get in on that good times down at the ranch and get in on the good fishing, which is continuing this year. I know opportunities this year. What's the best way to come join you down at Rancho Leonero, John?
We have plenty of room for the rest of the season, 800-646-2252, or check out all the photos on RanchoLeonero.com.
Awesome. Great job. Appreciate it very much, John. We'll look forward to talking to you for another great report next week.
Yeah, actually, you're going to see me next week. I'll be your special guest next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Looking forward to having you in the studio, John. Great job. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you in the studio next Sunday.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
See you next week.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it, Rick. We're going to talk to Cliff. Cliff's calling from Lakewood. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Cliff.
Hi, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing? First off, I want to start off by wishing Pete a good happy birthday today. It's his birthday. And then also, I want to find out about when you guys going to have a satellite company up here in Long Beach so I can get some canned tuna. Is there any place up there in the wild?
You get a long-range fishing fleet like you have in San Diego up there in Long Beach, I'll be there.
You'll be right there.
You should have one just for maybe the 2 or 3 months we do have tuna up here. There's guys up here. All we do is get the tuna filleted by the new requirements, you know, which are all held together there. Then we have to back and pack. It's a long travel down there to get to go.
Yeah, I know it is. It's a long travel. You know, and I kid you not, this happened. A guy up in the Long Beach area caught some fish, wanted us to process it to us. He Ubered it to us.
Come on.
No, he hired an Uber to drive
it
the
one
fish
way. Yeah.
To us, and we got his fish and we processed it. No kidding.
Hilarious.
So there's an option.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I was going to say, Cliff, I know that, you know, just like Cheer, our previous caller was saying, the problem with Fisherman's Processing is once you receive that treatment, it's very difficult to handle anything else.
Oh, yeah, I've used it many times. I just come back from the boats to San Diego, but when I come down over here, off the boats out here, I'm stuck doing it myself.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you the next time you're down our way.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Cliff, appreciate the phone call very much.
All right, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Sean, more from Kristen. Fisherman's Processing, Fish Pros, the market. Can't wait to hear more. Give us a call, 877-792-1090. One line opened at 858-457-1090. It's been a busy morning. Look forward to coming back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 7th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 15th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 15th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all Accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassle. Just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, Rick. Good times with Sean, Kristen.
No doubt, buddy. We're having a great time. If you want to join us this morning, it's been a very busy morning. Only line open right now, toll-free 877-792-1090, or get us on that local 858-457-1090. Hey, it's time for the Catch Report. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart-built pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands of fines in detecting oil in your bilge and turning your pump off before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com for more information. We've talked about it before, but it's a very, very cool system where if you have a fuel leak, an oil leak, something that develops into your bilge, the pump will not pump that oil out. Now, oil and fuel float on top of the water, so it doesn't mean that it shuts your pump off. If you were to also be taking on water during that time, once the water level has gone above the bilge pump, it will pump all the water out, and then that fuel and oil that's floating on top, the second that it hits the pump again, it shuts itself back off. So it'll continue to pump all the water out, but it'll save you from pumping over oil and fuel and all the things.
Which is a really cool deal, right? I mean, it helped Pete not... Too long ago, I heard him talking about he had a little steering issue and, you know, a little minor leak, but
it's happened. Boats.
And it alerted him on his phone.
Yeah, I think it's a really killer one. So, again, check out bluebgi.com for more information. Nobody makes better systems and pumps out there. Hey, let's continue on with the Catch Report. Get things started off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happening, and there's like some good stuff this morning.
All good, buddy. Talking fish processing. Things are going great.
Sweet. Had a nice chunk of that fish yesterday on the boat, as a matter of fact.
Perfect.
Good stuff. Well, hey, we had a good week up here again. You know, we've had some opportunity off the beach and along the coast this week. So for starters here close, on the beach. We saw the water stay pretty warm all week and clean. I think we had good 74 to 76 degree water pretty much all week. But with that warm water, the kelp's kind of paid the price. You know, some of the areas with the remaining kelp, the calico bass fishing was pretty steady. You know, we've had some really nice baits, 4 to 5 inch sardine this week, have made the fly line bass fishing super fun. But the plus side with some of that kelp missing out is we've been able to get over some isolated rocks and hard bottom that have been kind of covered up in the past. So we've got some good fishing on the sinkers in that zone too, and some of those zones like that. Sand bass, some sheephead, and still an occasional halibut. I think the real fun had a good one in the beginning of the week, like 25-pounder in one of those little sectors like that. So kind of cool stuff on the half and three-quarter day. The bigger news for us here offshore this week was a good warm water bubble in our little zone provided us with some good Dorado action this week. Midweek to San Mateo, he had a light load, 10 guys on a charter. They had a good hit. I think he had 25 Dorado and 10 yellowtail for that trip. I know Todd Nance on the boardroom, he had 18 fish on an all-day charter on Tuesday. And as the week went on, you know, we saw that Dorado on our account just about every single day. So the three-quarter day trips right now, we've been kind of splitting our time going offshore in the mornings, looking for a kelp in those warm water zones, and then kind of heading back to the inside to finish the day off fishing that calico bass along the beach. So we have trips on the books fishing offshore Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe, as well, to have spots open. I'll be out there tomorrow. We sold our trip out for tomorrow pretty quick. So, and then, of course, our half and three-quarter day stuff as well. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, certainly you need to call and make a reservation. Still super important. So our office number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And remember, you Let's Talk Hookup listeners, use that code DW25. That'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips. Come fishing with us.
Wooly, such a killer deal that you guys provide to our listeners. Appreciate it very much. As always, great report. Glad to hear about that. Good fishing, man. Sounds like good times to be a Dana Wharf.
We're stoked to have stuff finally got in our zone, and we got, you know, got the boat over it, and we made some catches this week. So we'll see how it plays out this week. I know there's a little bit of wind in the forecast, but we'll see how that stays down as we go day to day.
Right on, Wooly. Great job, great report. Appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Now let's head all the way down to Cedros Island. Talk to our good buddy Jeff, calling us from Cedros Sport Fishing. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, Ricky, Corey. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Anxious to hear if that bite has continued as hot as it has been at Cedros.
You know, it's hard to say it's been getting better, but it has. The guys down there this last week absolutely had a fantastic trip. Full bags, limits of fish, big yellows, big calicos were caught. White sea bass up on the end at Punta Norte, kind of a byproduct of some guys fishing with that watermelon MC swim bait that we keep telling people about. And the white sea bass came up and started crashing on them with while they were catching their calicos.
Oh, man, Jeff, you're killing me.
Music to Corey's ears there.
So, anyhow, hey, we're actually down at the CBX right now. We're getting a trip out, and I'm heading down there with this group. So we're getting ready to get through the crossing right now. But things are great down there. We've got a couple of spots open left for this season. And then next season, we're probably, I'm guessing, probably close to 80% booked already. So if you're thinking about coming down and visiting us, taking advantage of the great opportunity to fish in Cedros, we need to give Rosie a call.
You got it, buddy. What's the best way to do that? What's the best number to reach Rosie?
Best number to reach her at 619-772-7570. She answers that thing 24/7. And you can also go and take a look at the website under CedrosSportFishing.com. Take a look at the schedule. Like I said, there's a couple of spots still left for the season. And then seriously think about getting on there for next year. If you're even remotely thinking about going, get on the list before the spots are gone.
Jeff, I know that Christmas tree-colored 5-inch Viejo and 5-inch regular MC swimbait are your favorite. I got to ask, how many did you bring down with you on this trip?
I'm going to turn my back to everybody, but I think I got 100 of them.
And I bet you won't come home with many. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate a great report. Sounds like things are going off at Cedros Sport Fishing, and we'll look forward to hearing your report next week.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call there. Let's continue on with our catch,
man. Man, Rick, it's just been a jam-packed morning, lots of fun, and my next favorite report is Gundy Gunderson, the surf report. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Doing great, brother. Anxious to hear about the surf. We've had good week, good beach fishing. Things are going great offshore. Has that trend continued on the beach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had, just to add to it, we had Full Moon, Grunion Run, I think the last one of the season here, the end of August, and then Strong Tides, Warm Water, it all come together here. And interesting enough, Calico Bass in the shallows, and that's something that happens with that Grunion. But let's start, you know, the spot fin, we're on the bite up and down, the excellent numbers of croakers, some white sea bass mixed in there, like I said, calico bass, just a good mixed bag fishing. Hook, line, sinker reported, good sea bass bite off Goleta Beach up there. Lots of shorts, but guys did hang fish to 32 inches. The schools are right outside the breakers, and the guys are using grunion pattern swim baits or flash minnows from the beach, and then several fish were taken on the pier on cut anchovy. And we saw quite a few white sea bass short and just legal up and down the coast there. Wiley's reported outstanding calico bass fishing on the rocky beaches there. One of their anglers got grunion on the run, packaged them, took them to a little rocky beach where he catches calico bass, and he stuck a 5.5 and a 6-pounder on the fresh dead grunion.
How so cool is
put
that?
A death feather in your hat, you know what I mean? He also had several 3 to 4 pound fish, some white sea bass in the mix, so real fishy inside. Terrific Corbina bite continued on the South Bay Beaches. Just Fishing reported one of their regulars. He was throwing a shrimp pattern fly and took 2 3-pound class Corbina out of the surf line. Catching them on a sand crab is impressive in itself, but catching a Corbina on a fly is quite an accomplishment. That tells you those fish are on the bite. Big Fish also reported good Corbina bite along Bolsa Chica, Huntington, lots of crabs. Guys are screening out the soft shell. Fish to 3.5 pounds there. Good spot fin bite also along this stretch. Long cast, dropper looped, mussel has been the rig. And those guys are finding those fish spooling outside. Hogan's reported good Corbina condition in Capo Bay there. Good bite all week. Probably the best of the summer. They've had some uneven conditions, so they've been waiting. This guy's posting 2-3 fish in a session. Also good spot fin fight, bite to 5 pounds off Doheny there. The harbor jetties, the pier, and down there at Old Man. Bloodworms, lugworms, the top producer. Pacific Coast reported excellent spot fin bite off the beaches. Again, the long rod cast outside the breakers was the key there with a mussel or a bloodworm. Army, Navy, Grandview, Encinitas all kicked out fish. 4.5 pounds, the bigger one. And then finally, Blue Water reported good Corbina action along Cardiff, Del Mar, Torrey Pines. 2 4-pound fish checked in this week. And then here we go again. 2 more double-digit striped bass taken at Ponto and then the Del Mar River mouth. So fantastic mixed bag fishing, Pete. I mean, Rock Cotton. I would say it's prime time.
No doubt, man. That's a killer report, Gundy. Well, great job. Appreciate that. Good surf fishing to be had right now, and I don't know how the report gets much better, but we'll see if you can top it next week.
Yeah, they must be listening to us because they're saying they're all sold out of the sand crab screens on all our shops I talk to, you know what I mean? So the good word is getting out, Rock Cotton. I think it comes over the airways.
Good call, Gundy. Appreciate a great one. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Have a good week, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, I want to remind you that Surf Report, check out surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. Sounds like sand crab screens are pretty tough to get a hold of. Maybe you'll get lucky.
And that's exactly what I was just saying, Rick, is that if you want to get one, you can jump on Bill Varnay's website right there, surftackle.com, and grab one. I think we need to jump into the lines, Rick.
Sounds good to me, man. They're packed. Let's go for it.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to Dana. Dana's calling from La Jolla. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, I just wanted to add a comment and had a question, too. I actually found a piece of yellow fin tuna in the back of my freezer. I think it might have been 2 years old that you guys had packed up for me, and as far as I could tell, it tasted just fine, as if it was yesterday's fish.
That's good to hear.
So cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
I hear it all the time. I always protect myself and say 1 year, but, man, I hear it all the time, 2 years. On a regular basis, no problem.
Yeah, I guess if it doesn't have any visible freezer burn and the package is still intact, it should be just as good, right?
Exactly. Give it the visual test. If it looks good, it probably is.
That's a good call.
Okay.
And I've done the same thing too, Dana. And it like honestly, solid 2 years. I mean, I hate to admit that, but I have, and it works just fine. And I'll tell you another little trick I do too. If you do get a little bit of air in there, which happens. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but if it does and you have a little bit of air in there, I put a little bit of water, just like a couple tablespoons, and roll it around, and it kind of creates a coating over the fish, Dana. And you do that a couple times, and now you have almost a sealed thing, and it's contained in the bag still, so try it. You'll understand when you do it.
We also offer a 5-mil bag. Our standard is a 3-mil. If you ask for the 5-mil bag, it's, you know, a lot thicker, and it is more durable, and it'll hold up to banging around in a freezer a lot better. And
for just pennies more, right?
10 cents more.
Yeah.
And then I can say, you know, you can get a solid probably 2 years out of that bag.
And that's what is getting you a lot of times, is the jostling around while in the freezer. You know, we've got a chest freezer, and, I mean, I would love to lie and say that I got the thing perfectly organized. Not everything's stacked on top of each other. Yeah. And you're digging through to find a piece of halibut, and you know it's below a bunch of pieces of tuna. And it's the jostling around that, you know, little teeny micro abrasion will open up that bag and air will slide in.
Yeah, basically once the fish is frozen, it's like a piece of glass in a plastic bag. I mean, it's sharp edges, and it'll go through. You know, the Christmas turkey's laying there, and you move it over on top of the elephant.
It happens.
Yeah.
And so the 5-mil doesn't necessarily keep your fish, quote-unquote, longer, but it's a better protection against something that could keep for you, could damage your fish.
Exactly. It's more durable.
Got it.
Yeah.
And it's only 10 cents more.
10 cents more. Especially if you're shipping fish, it's a good idea because you know how those guys are with shipping. You know, they just throw it on the plane. So it'll hold up better.
See, I never did. I mean, I've always been happy with my 3-mil bag. I had never done the bigger bags until this year, and I didn't realize that's what my – because you had always said that, well, I don't ship them. I mean, they go right from processing right to my freezer. And even still at 3-mil, it was very rare that you would ever see that, but that's exactly what would happen. A bunch of jostling around looking for something, and then you go back a month later, and, hey, the seal's gone on this one. And those bigger bags, that heavier mill bag, it just keeps that from happening when you're tumbling things around.
Absolutely.
That's it. Hey, Dan, appreciate the phone call very much. Who do we got next, Corey?
Let's check it out, and we're going to talk to Ralph. Ralph's calling from Los Angeles. Good morning. Welcome to Soft Pickup, Ralph.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Ralph.
Good. How's Sean doing over there? Anyway, the reason why I called, I'm so excited that he finally got this going. I will go to the Fred Hall Show and go around, and he will give me a sample. And finally, I will go around. It was like Costco there. I go, hey, do you have another sample? And I'm going, wait a minute here. I better get on an 8-day trip. So last year, I got off the Excel on an 8-day trip. And I said, and everybody's on the boat. Well, who are you going with? Who are you? Well, and there he is. Sean's right in front of my face. He goes, hey, Ralph, you're coming over here. I says, okay, no problem.
You owe him for all those samples he ate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I asked him, I want my yellowtail collar separate. I want my belly separate. I want the fish separate. I was so amazed that everything was packed exactly the way I wanted it on time. So my dentist, the hygienist, everybody got fish.
Great news, Ralph.
Go, Ralph.
You're the guy everybody wants to know.
Yeah, so this year, I'm going to be going on a 10-day in the Excel. Sean, just be and waiting for me because I'm always after that wahoo, and that's what I'm going to have.
All right.
So anyway, I just want to thank you for all the years and sponsoring me of those freebies.
Ralph. You anytime, come see me.
That's a good call.
Thanks,
you know,
Ralph
brings up a good question. Obviously, he knows he's going on a 10-day trip. Do you guys still do pre-booked reservations?
Absolutely, and it's the way to go, especially if you need same-day service. We take reservations up to 2 years in advance.
Okay.
So give us a call. All it costs you is to tell me how to spell your name. And we get you in the books, and that'll prioritize you on the day you return.
And your, you know, with same day, that's a big ticket because you cut same day in the order of reservations.
Exactly.
So
reservations first, you know, the way the boats come in, the order the boats come in,
sure,
and reservations,
sure.
And then, and then walk-ups come after those reservations.
I've seen such impressive turnaround times of guys that, you know, guys would be up at the landing, drop their stuff off. Obviously, I'm there, you know, at the tackle store, and I'm BSing with a guy, and, oh, you know, can I help you guys find anything? No, we're just hanging out. We dropped our fish off with Sean. We're waiting around for it to get cut. And, like, in the middle of that sentence, all of a sudden, phone goes off, and Melanie's telling him that his fish is ready, and you guys like, I dropped that off 15 minutes ago.
You know, in those fall trips when the average size of the fish are 100 to 200 pounds, you know, we're cutting about 2,200 pounds an hour.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That is unreal.
And then on the flip side, when we got these school-sized fish that are 8 to 12 pounds, it drops down to about 1,000 pounds an hour. It just takes longer for the smaller fish to be cut.
I was really surprised when you were telling me that. That cutting a 200-pounder, you can mow through meat way faster, less cuts, less... Yeah. You know, you're thinking, you know, in your mind, you got this big, giant, you know, slab of meat to deal with, but it's not the case.
It's just the opposite, The small fish just take more time. You think about it, it's just as many cuts, but you're only getting a portion of, you know, a small amount of the yield off it, so... The overall process is slower.
It's a good thing to bring up, too, is exactly that, is yield. You know, I know that the yield for fish is different when fish change in size, and I'm sure you being the end result guy, I'm sure you've had a lot of people that were under the impression, oh, wait a minute,
They're used to catching, you know, large fish and getting a certain amount of yield off of those large fish, and then they switch to, an 8 to 12-pound fish, and, you know, it gets down into the 23 to 25%. And they think there's missing fish, you know, I should be getting 35 to 40%.
But it's just a lower yield.
It's just a lower yield. It is what it is, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you can go on our website, and I actually have what you can expect from your catch spreadsheet on there.
I can't wait to check that out, Sean, because you've actually
got
it laid out per species, per pound.
Yeah.
And what the yield.
Yeah. It's our website's amazing. I love it.
Which is?
It's fishermansprocessing.com. You can go on there, you get the yields, you can see all of our services, and now we've added a new tab called the market. You click on that, the market tab, and it goes right to our online store. You can order all the rubs and stuff, and it'll be shipped to you.
So I can buy a tuna burger and some sweet Cajun from the house.
Yeah, the frozen and fresh fish aren't offered at this time because shipping-wise, fresh fish is just ridiculous. You buy it, you know. $10 worth of burgers, and it costs $30 to ship it.
Gotcha.
So we're offering all of our dry goods on there, and shipping's affordable for those. Just the market is the tab at the top of the page.
Awesome.
You hit that, and you go right to the market.
And you won't be disappointed. I mean, I've tried them, and they are – I've talked about it a handful of times. They're absolutely delicious. And I know we've had a jam-packed morning this morning, Rick, and I know there's people that want to get in. And two ways to do it. We have two lines open at 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We have two gift cards to give away, $25 each. And we're going to be back with Sean, back with Kristen, Fisherman's Processing, Fish Pros of Market on Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
No matter what the season, grapple lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some high Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford Trucker SUV, the absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.